Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima, it is the morning after the night before. We are coming to you from the home office in Austin, Texas, but we just got back from launch day for our new endeavor, our new network, Merritt Street Media, up there in the DFW area. What an unbelievable day, LZ.
That was a good line. Did you ever say that on The Bachelor?
Actually,
the morning after the night before.
It's funny.
Makes you think for a second.
A friend of mine who I went to college with, his dad wrote a country song. He was a lawyer and he was not a singer at all. He has since passed away, my friend's dad, but he wrote a country song, a random country song called "It's the Morning After the Night Before." And I've always remembered that line. I'm like, that is a great country and Western line.
That's a great line. Did the song go anywhere?
No, not at all. No, he wrote one song and that was it. And he went back to lawyering.
Wow. Maybe in his honor, we can make that a segment on our new morning show.
I like that.
The morning after the night before, as we brainstorm segments for our morning show after the launch of Merritt Street Media, our new home network. Yes, everybody, if you missed it, we took you on the journey. There's stuff up on our social media, on our Instagrams, about what the day was like. And to clarify, if it's confusing, so Merritt Street Media is now live. It is a new channel. You can find it on DirecTV. If you go to MerrittStreetMedia.com, there's a channel finder and more than DirecTV. I'm just giving that as an example because my sister works there. I love it. My little sister sent me an email. She's like, there are meetings about the Merritt launch. Our worlds are colliding. So Merritt is on so many different platforms. It has launched in 80 million homes. So go to MerrittStreetMedia.com and click on the channel finder, put in your zip code, or for free, download the Merritt Plus app. It takes 5 seconds to make a quick login with your email, and you will be able to stream Merritt Street Media for free anytime on the app.
Yeah, we will continue to talk about the day and all the festivities and who was there. But one thing that's interesting that you didn't have to do back in the day was explain what a television network is. It's kind of, I don't want to say antiquated because it's not, but people are like, okay, so is it streamer? Is it this? It's hard to explain now because we have so many things in our lives. This is a television network. It is an actual network that has with a studio. We are on TV. You can find us. So as Lauren said, go to MerrittStreetMedia.com or download the app. But yeah, we are on Dish. We're on Direct. A couple of questions I know we're getting. Are we up in Canada? We're going to find that out. YouTube TV, we're negotiating that. There are some places that we aren't yet. We are continuing to roll out, but it is, and I learned this yesterday, the biggest network debut in modern history. The last network to launch was Fox. And I remember this because I was in local news when Fox started rolling out local news stations and picking up distribution as well. I didn't realize that was 40 million subscribers is what Fox, the actual network, launched with. And then Fox News came later, and that was even smaller. That was the last big network launch. This is the biggest, 2x that, over 80 million subscribers. What Dr. Phil and everybody involved in this have accomplished is monumental. It's really incredible.
So Merritt Street Media has launched in 80 million homes, and we are so excited to be able to get our morning show going for you guys, yeah, our reality dating show. We are in the works. We are looking at people to hire. We are, you know, developing these shows. But what we were celebrating this week was the network going live. And Chris and I really wanted to throw our support behind Dr. Phil, Steve Harvey, Nancy Grace, the Merritt Street News team, these people that were going to be on the network right from the beginning with their products, and just make sure that that launch went off without a hitch. And also, it was just a really fun day. We got to kind of meet some of the people we hadn't met before, some of the news team, and there was caviar, which just always is wonderful for me. but most importantly, everyone is so kind and full of energy. Like, one thing that Chris and I kept saying is, honestly, being in LA for a long time, yes, LA has some glamorous aspects to it, but people are also, there's a lot of burnt out, kind of jaded people who've been working in this industry a long time. At Merritt, everybody is like just so pumped to start something new, to build something new, to create. In the state of Texas, I mean, there were, politicians there yesterday.
Lieutenant governor was there, Mayor Fort Worth. A lot of dignitaries showed up to cut this ribbon. This is huge.
They want to make Texas a home. And this is something Chris and I have wanted to do since we moved here, make it a home for film and television production. And then they just voted 31-0 against it, 31 for it unanimously. Yeah. To put huge hundreds of millions of dollars behind film and TV production here
in
Texas.
Huge bipartisan effort here in Texas. Tip of the cowboy hat to Taylor Sheridan, who was a big part of that. The lieutenant governor was saying, bipartisan effort, 31-0, everybody voted, $200 million going into film and television industry here in Texas. And this is something that is a side aspect I never thought I would get to in my life. Obviously, working on The Bachelor, Bachelorette for so many years, you want to be able to come back home and impact where you grew up and try and grow this industry. And to be a part of this now, to launch this network, the actual footprint of this network, it's a 5-acre studio that's being built, or is built, but it's still being kind of completed as other studios are being built out on that property. 5 acres under roof. This place is huge. And Dr. Phil Primetime, his studio, the new studio, there are other state-of-the-art studios being built, a Lauren Zima, Chris Harrison morning show studio coming up. So it's really impressive what they have done, and the state of Texas and North Texas in general, to be able to hire so many people, create jobs, help the economy. Something I'm really proud of. It's a side part of this that really got me excited.
Yeah. And part of the reason behind this big studio, some of you may know that, like, Tyler Perry, for example, has a huge studio in Atlanta, or that tons of filming of TV and movies is done up in Canada. You know, a lot of the movies you see and the TV you watch is not filmed in LA.
No, very, very little of it, actually.
Yeah, it's very expensive to do there. Yeah.
One of the first questions in Hollywood is, okay, we're going to shoot this show or this movie. Where should we go?
Really? You guys were holding it down by filming in the Bachelor Mansion still.
Really?
You only did it for a few days.
There are not many shows in Hollywood.
It's going to happen here, is that this huge studio is going to be the site of, you know, movies are going to come and film also at this studio that Merritt has built. They have some incredible stages to get that done. So it's super exciting. And the launch day was awesome. Kind of taking everybody through it. We arrived, did hair and makeup with our awesome new hair and makeup team. And there was a big ribbon cutting ceremony out on the Dr. Phil stage. Steve Harvey was in the house. It was great to hang with him. I didn't realize you had been on his show before.
Yeah, I had met Steve Harvey. I was on his show a couple of times. And one of my, you know, big claim to fame was we did a putting contest on his show. And we, that was, he kind of interviewed me while we were putting.
He remembered that you beat him.
Yeah. It came back. I met Nancy Grace. I had never met Nancy. She came in from Atlanta. She has a true crime series on the show. Very sweet. She was so blown away. First thing I heard was Nancy Grace in the hall when she ran into LZ. Oh my God, you're beautiful. That was so sweet of her.
That was very sweet.
But and Nancy
thank
was
you
awesome.
To the hair and makeup team.
And so in everybody was just, there's this collegiate atmosphere. Just everyone was so fired up, so excited. When you see someone like Dr. Phil, like Steve Harvey, Nancy Grace, with those, not jitters, but the excitement and enthusiasm.
When you see people who've been doing this for a long time, excited like their kids. Again,
people that should and could be jaded.
Yeah.
And they were so fired up.
Well, I look at Phil and he's inspired me so much because he just never stops stopping. I mean, the guy's launching a network, you know, and it's his energy for this, his enthusiasm. When you hear people who are like, I don't want to work, you think, okay, let me show you Dr. Phil.
Yeah. When you complain about your work ethic, he was the first one in yesterday. It's his network. He handled the launch. Then he, you know, glad handed and walked around and, you know, shook all the dignitaries' hands and took care of everybody all day. Then we did press. We did, you know, a bunch of interviews and podcasts and all that. Then at the end of the day, Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey went in and did his podcast live for 2 hours last night.
Wow.
Then he finally left at 6 o'clock last night. And the PR person was like, he's leaving now because he and Robin have to go to a birthday party. The dude is relentless.
And I love Phil and Steve's friendship. It's very sweet.
I knew they were good friends. They were inseparable.
Like brothers, yeah,
they were like brothers. Mm-hmm. It was funny yesterday, just watching them. They're just
They wore like the same suits, one in blue and one in black. It was very cute.
There really is a brotherhood there. There was really a tight bond. It was fun to see, man. They just getting after each other, kidding each other.
The joke on the Merritt Street Media Instagram was, who has the better mustache? Mm. Steve was winning at my last check, actually.
I'm not going to lie. Steve Harvey has a better mustache.
Wow. Babe, you're talking.
I know.
Don't put down on your boss.
It is our boss.
But yeah, it was really cool too, because I think about, you know, when I, and this isn't like a knock on any other place you go to work, but it's just, it's rare that people are embarking on something together. That's why I keep saying Merritt has, it is a startup. It has the startup energy, but all the experience of people who have been in this business a long time. And that's an incredible combination that I've never had before. I've worked at a startup, but everybody was 23 and new. And so it's so rare that people are building something together, but that's what makes us all happiest, isn't it? Like I read the other day, try to think of when you were happiest in your career and then try to do that. And I thought, well, when I've been happiest is when I was building something. There's something like human in that. And so I'm really thrilled that we're in that place again.
It was really interesting yesterday with, you know, I was a bunch to come into this, both of us with, we've already had nice long careers. And so usually when you're kind of creating something and doing this, we're younger, right? It's when, you know, I started in the news industry. So did you at Newsy. And then I started TVG, a horse racing network, and that started from scratch. And, you know, you're young. And so I was talking to some PAs yesterday and some interns that came up to both of us, and they were so sweet. And I said, you know, you're going to look back on this day and realize how special it is, because you will see the picture that we all took on the stage, all the crew, the talent, everybody got up there and took a picture. And I said, you will look back 10 years from now. You won't recognize this place. You will realize how young you were and how innocent all this was. Even though you see, there's kind of this weird thing, you know, when usually at startups, it feels like a startup. This doesn't, because Dr. Phil's there and Harvey and the lieutenant governor.
And because it's a 5-acre, multi hundreds of millions of dollars.
This thing is a monstrosity already.
The startup I started in was like one office.
But I told him, I said, even with all this glitz and glamour, I promise you 10 years from now, you won't recognize this place. It will be so magnificent, so much bigger and so much more advanced. And I promise you what we're doing today is not perfect. It's not right. Everything will be changed and fixed and be better. Even though today felt great and the news is going wonderful, it will get better. And so it's just funny. You will look back on those pictures and go, man, we really were starting something really new then.
Totally. And also it's great how many young people are in the building. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are like, shout out to Sweet Madison, a new PA who was so excited to meet us yesterday. And it's just nice to, you know, have that joy, you know, again, from young people starting out. And that also means people are new and they're green and they don't know the industry yet. But I always say I would much rather have, I mean, I've managed a lot of people before. I would much rather have excitement, effort, enthusiasm, and then I'll teach you what you need to know than people who know how to do it, mm-hmm. but don't give a crap about how to do it yeah. and are burnt out. Like, I would rather teach you and know that you care. So I'm excited about that too.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Let's answer some questions. Is this a religious network? No, it is not. It's not a religious network. Is it a political network? No, it's not a political network either. This is a television network. This is for...
Are people asking that?
Yeah, these are things I'm getting. And I'm answering questions I've been getting on social media.
I just keep getting, when is your morning show going? Yeah, so we'll get to that too.
The Canadian thing, God bless you.
The Canadians are so passionate.
Y'all are so unbelievably supportive. I love you guys. And I don't know how or when, but Lauren and I are going to come up and do some sort of a thing up in Canada. Y'all are just so great. And I know y'all are chomping at the bit and I appreciate it. I'm going to figure that out. I have text messages in already this morning. I haven't gotten the answers back about distribution in Canada, but I promise you, I'm going to get this answer for you guys. So thank you.
Well, did you ask if the Merit Plus app is available in Canada?
That's the thing is, I know you can download the app and try the app first. And again, it's, you know, kind of like a lot of these streamers, when you go out of the country, they get shut down. So I don't know. But I'm going to check on that. But those were a couple of the big things. Also, you know, is it just a streamer? No, this is a TV network. I had, you know, even people I worked with, you know, asking me, what exactly is this?
Well, one thing I love kind of to the, is it religious? Is it political? I think sometimes people have seen like clips that went viral of Dr. Phil and like, maybe they have an idea about it or whatever. So the Dr. Phil that we've met, if you're not as familiar with his show, the first thing he said to us is, and he said this yesterday on the stage at the ribbon cutting, he approaches everything from the facts. I mean, the man started out, you know, he's got an incredible amount of degrees under his belt. He is all about the science. And that's how he approaches everything. And on his show that he, his daytime show he used to do, he told us he, before every show, he would prepare by having a team of experts from all different areas, fields, political affiliations, genders, religious. He would have this super diverse panel research and prep him on whatever issue he was going to go out and do his show on. And he would literally have a binder of information that he would review. And he has now taken those people and he's actually made a show for them on merit. Yeah. It's called The Behavior Panel. And he's putting the spotlight on all these experts, because something he really wants to do with merit is bring people clarity in this time when there's so much noise around issues that truly affect all of us. Like one of the topics discussed yesterday on the first broadcast of the morning news on merit was, should cell phones be banned in schools? I mean, these are, you know, should TikTok be banned? Is this right. Headline that's everywhere, but it affects all our kids
of us. And I think people think these subjects, and they do, I guess, to a certain degree, we allow them to get political. We allow our feelings and everything to bleed into these topics. And what Phil and what you're alluding to that he is brilliant at is he's going to bring you the facts. This is the truth. What you choose to do with that, if that hurts your feelings, if you think it encroaches on your politics or your religion, whatever, that is on you. And he's very clear about that. He's going to tell you the facts. And I love that about him. And so, you know, when people say, oh, is it political? Is it? No, it's not, that's not what he is setting out to do. It's not what any of us are setting out to do. It is entertainment. We, you know, in his show last night, he had a brilliant show. Show number one was the son of Hamas. He was literally the son of the man who was running Hamas. And so they got into it. I mean, it was a deep, deep dive into Hamas and all of this and Palestine, everything going on. Quickly, you're like, oh my gosh, this is very, and that he had both sides. He lets everybody speak and have their say. And it's a brilliant take.
Well, it was interesting to hear, like the lieutenant governor spoke, just about like how happy Texas is to have this facility and this industry here now. And he was saying, you know, there's a lot of people trying to get into Texas. We see this news at the border every day nationwide. And however frustrated we might sometimes feel about like the current state of our government or politics or however you feel, people still want to come to America. People the world over still see this as the place where dreams come true and a promised land. And there's a reason for that. It's because of what we were founded on and the opportunity you can have here. And so it's just I love that the network is starting in Texas for that reason. And I love that Phil is about getting to like, what, you know, let's try to get America back on track. I admire that he was brave enough to start his first show, his first Dr. Phil primetime evening show with a topic that tough, with as polarizing of a topic as the state of Israel and Palestine is right now. And we were there for some of that taping and Phil was unwavering because he came in with the facts and he came in with the truth and he's a very intelligent man. And he just wanted to talk about the realities of what's going on there.
One thing that Phil said yesterday, and I believe this and echo the same sentiment. This is why I really believe in what he's doing. He wrote a book called We've Got Problems. We've Got Issues. We've Got Issues is his book. But what he says in that is we've got issues, but they're not insurmountable. We can fix these problems. And yes, we still live in the greatest country in the world. It's not perfect. we have problems. Yeah, we have problems. Everyone can say both of those things are true, yet we can still love this country, believe in this country, and still try to fix those issues. And I kind of like that sentiment, because his thing he always says, people right now just want to win arguments and they don't want to solve issues. And that is what he's trying to do. And that's kind of what this network stands for. And I really, really love that. We were talking about Twitter yesterday, X, on stage. And he was talking about how X and things that are said on social media are so impactful. This goes back to my time on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. There were a couple of people in particular that if something was said on Twitter, it shook them to the core and would change the course of our entire franchise. One or two people could say something on Twitter. That's how gullible these two people were. It's how, I don't even know what you'd say, I guess how simple they were. And so Dr. Phil was saying, and I knew this too back then, and I would tell these two people, guys, do you realize that less than 20% of the country is on Twitter? And of that 20%, what was the number? It was like 10 or 20% of that would actually tweet.
Would actually use it, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so when you talk about those numbers, it is minuscule who is on social media actually tweeting. And so his point was, Dr. Phil's point is, it is that vocal minority. It is the fringe that is just yelling the loudest. And he said this on stage yesterday, and I loved it. He goes, just because you yell loud, he's like, I can talk loud too.
I think what happens on Twitter too is that, I mean, I've seen it because I worked in media. A couple, like, first of all, a lot of it's bots too, but people will tweet and then like somebody needs a headline. Literally they need to write an article. They got to make content for their job. And so they take like two tweets, embed them and say, people are saying this. And it's like, right. Are people saying that? Are those two bots? Even if they're real people, is two people enough to say people are saying, but then it's a headline and then right. It has weight. And so it's this firestorm. And by the way, and this isn't like a knock on the media, but most of the people using Twitter are the media. It's like journalists and media just kind of back and forth thing. And there's a lot of funny tweets. I like to read a funny tweet, but is it the Bible that we should be, that headlines should be created on? No, it isn't. So yeah, exactly. Anybody can be loud, but is that person right?
Okay. So the other big question, probably the biggest that you and I both got, when are you guys going to be on TV?
Yes. So we had a meeting about that. We'll be totally upfront. We had a meeting about that yesterday at the end of launch day. We plan to be live with our morning show in the next couple months. Mm-hmm. That is the plan. Again, we really wanted to support getting Merit live and then, be able to kind of come in a few months and give it a fresh injection of new programming with our morning show. And the hope for our reality show would be that we'd get it going
soon after that. Yeah.
Soon after that, sometime this year.
Both are moving forward quickly. And, I really feel y'all's frustration and ours too. Trust me, Lauren and I were there yesterday. We're like, man, we just want to be there. It's like going into a stadium. Like, I want to play, man. I want to be on the field. But I really appreciate the patience that they have had, because I love this rollout. Most times when you do a startup, it's like, hey, we got to go. We have a limited amount of money. We have a limited amount of time. If you're doing something, go. Like Lauren, Chris, Phil, everybody, get on air and let's try and do this thing. Phil in this network has a different approach. And I love the fact that they are patient and said, no, we're going to launch this. We're going to get, work the bugs out, get going, get some momentum. Then let's launch you guys and let's do things successfully. Let's do them wisely as opposed to quickly, which is a really different approach to television and launching a network. But again, that's why it's successful. So it was a great meeting. We are hiring and putting our team together. Everyone's excited about it. It's going to be so much fun, but we're excited. And and by the way, I will be appearing on Dr. Phil Primetime. Between now and then.
We should note that you have done... Yeah. I don't know if you've really talked about that. You've done several episodes.
Yeah. So Phil came to me and said, look, in the meantime, what I would also like is for you to be on my show on Dr. Phil Primetime, kind of what I was doing with Oprah for so many years. And so there are topics that I jump in with Dr. Phil. Some of them have to do with relationships. I think there's one coming up this week. I'll let you guys know for sure what day it is. That will be the first show where I appear with Dr. Phil, but I'll be throughout this year appearing with Dr. Phil from time to time. And it's, talk about fun, man. That's amazing to be on stage with him.
Yeah. And for you to kind of come in and do the Chris Harrison hot seat thing making some bad relationship choices.
It's fun to watch Dr. Phil do the hot seat. And talk about a different hot seat. There's some people that are up there with Dr. Phil and I in the hot seat. You get both of our stares. That's a lot. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Was there one thing yesterday that really stood out to you? Was there one moment or was there a best thing?
I just think that it made me feel really like we were asked at one point to describe, as we were kind of filming promos and stuff, describe Merritt Street Media in one word. Mm-hmm. And the word that jumped to mind for me was hopeful. I have been feeling over the past couple months, maybe for the first time, even after everything we went through, even after losing my dad, even after after some stuff that I've been through, for the first time in the past couple months, I sometimes feel this God, is our country am I getting old?
Yeah.
Or are things really in a tough spot? Is it just that as you age, you start to be things were better back in my day, but then I'm I don't know, I'm 35. That it feels young to feel that way. And so I've wondered if it is just the state of things, but, that launch day and this network makes me feel hopeful, and people need hope. And hope is also valid. And so like, again, to be around just the energy of everybody, the excitement, the fact that we have these bosses who aren't operating out of desperation, but actually one of the backers to Merit said to me yesterday, we birthed a baby today, but we got to take that baby into adulthood.
Yeah.
And he said, parenting is never over. And I loved that because I thought, well, what he's saying is he believes that this is going to be around. This isn't like, you know, we launched a show and maybe it's going to get canceled. This is like, we've made a network and we're going to keep building it forever. Yeah. And so I loved that support and positivity. And I love, you know, yeah, everything that Dr. Phil has set it up for, as you said, but let's talk about solving problems and let's figure out solutions. And so that made me happy.
This whole thing, I just pinch myself as we were driving back home from Fort Worth last night after having dinner with our daughter at TCU. I mean, what a dream this has been. And to not only be doing this, to do it up in my hometown, our kids are at TCU. We had dinner with one of them the first night. We couldn't because Taylor had chapter. So we had dinner with Josh, then we had dinner with Taylor last night, and then we're going to work up there. And we're doing it together because so many times, you know, again, it's just normal. This isn't like woe is me or victim or anything. This is just how life is. When we go to work alone, right? Mm-hmm. And so usually I would have done a day like yesterday alone. And it's exciting and it's fun, but I would come home and I would have told you all about it. And you're like, great, I'm excited for you. But instead, I get to walk hand in hand with you through the door and we're doing press together. We're talking about us and our show and what we are building together. And it was just fun. It was a magical day for me because very few people ever get to have this. It really is a blessing and a treat. And the fact that all this is happening is, I'm just pinching myself every damn day.
I know.
It's insane.
I agree.
I almost cried three times yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. And again, with Taylor at dinner last night, it was just like, I just get so overwhelmed with the emotion and excitement of all this. And it's just like, it's really a beautiful thing in my life. And obviously it's because of you. And so I'm so excited for it. Anyway, I should mention, because I kind of alluded to it. Yes, there was a gift you gave me, a push present, that meant a lot because I had worn
it. I love how you keep calling it a push present.
Yeah, I know.
Because we birthed a network,
we birthed
baby.
The network, yeah. But it was a congratulatory push present. But yeah, because I had worn this beautiful watch that I had borrowed from this amazing jeweler here in town, here in Austin, M. Robinson. Thank you guys. But they just let me borrow it for the wedding. And we gave it back and you went and got that actual watch, the watch, not a replica, the same watch that was still there from our wedding and gave it to me yesterday, as a gift right before we went on. And Lauren totally sucked me in. She's like, set up. She's like, oh, let's do this social media thing. And she set up this camera and started videoing. I'm like, okay, babe, like, what are we doing here? And I'm just kind of standing there in my suit. And she's like, you're missing something. And she went and got the watch. So she videotaped me getting it. And I was like, oh, that was smooth because I was totally gullible in the moment, but it just meant a lot. The whole day just was emotional.
Well, I wanted you to have, first of all, I was like, I don't know. I've been thinking about getting you that watch because yes, you borrowed it for our wedding, which was great. But then it felt weird that it was going to be like out in the world without you.
Well, it's, by the way, it's like a puppy. You and I have visited that watch.
I know.
It's like you go back to the
store. Well, we go to M. Robinson a lot. Yeah. We love you, M. Robinson.
And every time we'd go in and do something, whether it's, you know, whatever it was, I would go back to that counter and I would be like, can I see it? Can I put it on?
Is he still there? Has anyone adopted him yet?
I literally visited that watch like five or six times since our wedding.
Chris loves watches and I think that like I'm really into buying jewelry or expensive items like that have meaning. It's really important to me that stuff has meaning. I'm not just like, this is pretty. Like, you know, you bought me a pair of earrings and I think like they're meaningful because you gave me those earrings. And I think that watches are really special. Like I gave you a watch for our wedding because to me it meant like it was about time. This is forever together. And this gift this time, it's also about time. I think so much about how we're doing this network, like from this beautiful place of because we want to, and because we're blessed to be able to. What I want you to know, because of a lot that's happened, and I don't know if you hear it enough, you don't have to do this. If you had just retired, been done after The Bachelor, you had a 20-year career on what was the number one reality show, on a cultural landmark of a TV show. You helped create the industry of reality TV. You've had a career that you've worked so hard for that is a dream to anybody in this business that 99.9% of this business never achieves. Most importantly, you've had a career built on caring so much about your fans and about people who've watched the show, and just, you did everything right. And I know how hard you worked, and I just want you to know that what you accomplished is incredible. And the time you spent doing that was incomparable. But now, if you want to do this next chapter, which you do and which we're doing together, then it's going to be a new special time. And I just want you to know how much you've achieved, and that from here, it's just all for fun and for something we can do together.
Thanks, babe. Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
And you know, I think, you know, again, echoing something Dr. Phil said, is I don't need to do this. I just want to do this. It's a passion project, and that's how I feel. It's funny. It's, mm-hmm. I feel the same way, and that's what really struck a chord with me when you and I went and met with him early on. I'm like, I don't need to do this. I just want to do this with you. You know, mm-hmm. I just have fun doing this. It's what I really love to do, creating television, hosting it, connecting with people, reaching people, and doing it in a really positive way that people really need right now. It's awesome. It's so awesome. So it was a great day. And again, go to meritstreetmedia.com, download the app, Merit Plus, keep watching. We'll keep you updated, of course, as we are progressing with all of our stuff. But thanks for all the support and all the love. And we love sharing it with you guys.
And also, as Phil says, this is our network. As we were just talking mm-hmm. about, you guys are the most important thing to Chris and I always.
Yep.
And if you have like ideas of things you'd want to see on the morning show, if you have thoughts about how it should go, please DM us. I'm at Lauren Zima. He's at Chris B. Harrison, or you can shoot a DM to the Most Dramatic Podcasts account. And let us know, because we are in the phase of like coming up with segments, talking about what the vibe of our morning show is going to be, figuring out the name. And we would love to hear from you guys.
We should have a naming
I was about to quote that song lyric again, but that's too long for the name of a show. What was it? The morning after the night before.
It's the morning after the night before.
Chris will be singing every day on the show. He'll sing the theme song. So thank you guys. We are so excited and we love you so much.
Yeah, it was a wonderful first day. Congratulations to Dr. Phil, to Joel Cheatwood, to Phil McIntyre, to all the folks at TBN that are behind this as well. It took a lot of hands to make this thing work. You know, I walked in that studio when it was sawdust and completely empty, and walked around with Dr. Phil and some of the other folks that were going to be a part of this. And to see this come to fruition, to see the magic that they've created, they should be very proud today. It really was a magical, monumental moment. So congratulations to them. We appreciate their support and their love and friendship, and can't wait to be a part of the team in a more involved way than we already are now. It really is fantastic. So thank you guys. We will keep you updated, and we will see you again soon, because we have a lot more to talk about.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at The Most Dramatic Pod Ever, and make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like $1 million,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.